Want to learn more about cryptocurrency in the new year? Check out the Mark Moss Show podcast. Each week, Mark Moss, an investor, crypto expert, and host of the popular YouTube series, shares his knowledge as a true entrepreneur. Listen to the Mark Moss podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome, everybody. This is the Ron Verb Show, and I'm Joe Danae, sitting in for Ron Verb today, this Friday. You will have me a couple days next week, as well as having Ron Podesta filling in next Thursday again. So a little break from, you know, normal. We can talk a little bit differently about, you know, stuff that, you know, we have lots of political conversations and lots have been said. And so we get a little break from it where we can kind of bring up maybe some lesser, you know, some other topics that don't usually get front page attention. And so we're going to, the rule sets are this, we're going to avoid using the C word for this program. It worked out really well. Lots of thank yous from people that got some reprieve from just not the constant inundation from a single topic. So I do want to talk about some other stuff and in continuation of what we talked about on Wednesday. And then, you know, as far as callers go, all program long, you are free to give me a call, 330-729-9977. This is the great megaphone of Youngstown. So if you got something on your chest you think the world needs to hear about, that is the beauty of, you know, a utility such as this company that gives us regular people a voice and be able to have our grievances aired and say whatever's on our mind. You know, and you can text me 333-1570 all show long. I do have a hearing deficit, so I wanted to make mention of that last time, that a lot of times on phone calls I'm hearing like every third or fourth word and I'm trying to assemble things. I usually read lips pretty well, but when I'm not in front of you, I'm trying to distinguish what it is that you're saying. So just give me a little patience as you're going through it. If I have trouble hearing you, I might have to say, you know, excuse me or a couple times, but just give me a little grace and we will get through this together. Going into this weekend, there's a big snow event that they're predicting for into Sunday going into Monday. So I watched all the teachers kind of start praying now to get an eruption or a snow day or something like that. But I was wondering, like, there's been a couple of these snowstorms / fizzles over the last, I don't know, the last couple times that it was, or a couple times that there was a potential. And so I was kind of wondering what phenomenon was taking place where we were ramping up sort of the energy that goes into this might be a big one and then it not coming to fruition. And I was sort of wondering, I made up this terminology where, you know, in media or in entertainment or in, you know, politics, that I call this thing the Britney Spears effect, where, you know, this is sort of like an attention culture. You have to do something, but then you also have to outdo yourself in order to get the same level of attention. And so, I mean, the name of the game is ratings and the name of the game is people paying attention and knowing your name. And so what it ends up happening is that it just gets louder and louder and louder over time. I visited Las Vegas the first time, blew my mind when I went to Las Vegas. And it wasn't because of the loudness or the brightness or whatever. I was sitting in my hotel room and I was listening to a car dealership and the guy was literally screaming into the camera. And from Youngstown, we don't have car dealerships that yell into into the camera, but in that part, I mean, it's so loud there and you have to outdo your competition starts yelling in the camera and that's what gets people's attentions. The, you know, people tolerances go up to what they hear and it has to get brighter and flashier and louder. And I just, that was just the most stark, you know, contrast between what I was, you know, was used to. So I'm wondering if that happens in the, you know, the weather realm where, you know, the Weather Channel and all of our local weather outlets, I mean, they're vying for attention just like everybody else. And I'm wondering if, you know, they see hits and they see attention when they go into, you know, I'm not going to call it emergency, but one of these escalated or elevated storm moments. And maybe the models say that it could, but maybe they're pulling the trigger because they're getting the attention. I don't know. And I just figure I'd throw it out there. We have a you know, relationship with TV27, and I was wondering if we could at some point maybe they'll call in or message me or whatever and kind of give me a summary of how this comes together, who decides to start you know, not panicking but informing. I'm thinking like the real estate for informing was you had you know, the local weather anchors, and you had a half hour, an hour a day to, or an hour and a half a day to do it. And you had to be pretty certain if you went on there and started blasting, blasting that it was going to, there was a weather event going to happen. But maybe that since you could just jump on Facebook Live or Twitter or whatever and start informing the people that if they're a little less, they maybe before 70% chance they would start jumping on because they're pretty certain. Now, if there's a 30% chance, you're starting to hear about it. So it's just it's not that the modeling is less effective. Maybe that you're getting earlier access to the possibility or the information. It just seems to me. And I'm sure at some point we'll hear throughout the weekend. And again, that's in going Sunday going into Monday. I was listening earlier and we might have some. Some weather blown, but I got a lot of topics coming in today. First, let me get before my political topics. I kind of want to start checking in. It's a Friday. We're putting together plans of things to do. We start looking at the events calendar of things that are coming to town. One of my big gripes about living around here is a lot of good stuff will come into town and I won't hear about it until after it's already gone. And I'll think, man, I would totally went to that had I known about it ahead of time. And I've never been able to figure out if it's just hard to promote events here or, maybe the people who show up sufficient and they don't need to expand audiences. I really haven't been able to figure that out. So I started looking forward to see, what's going on this weekend, trying to pick it out. So if you, as the listeners out there, have something planned, let's use this space to inform everybody else what you have intention, whether or not you're going out to a restaurant or I saw that Heather's is being performed by the Millennial Theater Company. Which we have access to the arts in Youngstown. And I love that anybody who participates in that has a chance. We have beautiful facilities. Our auditoriums are amazing around here. And we do have amazing talent. And a guy like me, I want to make sure that we don't hemorrhage our biggest talents to other markets. If we support the arts and give these people a reason to stay here, then they perform here. I'm talking musicians and theater art as in, what we have at the museum, the art museum. So all of that kind of stuff we can support if we actually get the memo that it's coming to town. So if any of you know of anything that's going on this weekend and wanted everybody to know, broadcast it out and let us know that it's going on. 330-729-9977. Let us go to Denny right off the get-go. Denny, you're on the Ron Verb program. How can I help you?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, hi. Tall Paul Wetzel. If I don't get 12 inches Sunday night up here in our snow belt, I'm going to be really mad. So,
how accurate has he been up there?
It's a dice throw. I mean, hey, every 12 hours, he's right. Right.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
But no, I like him. He does a good forecast. It's all about mathematics and numbers and models.
Yes.
He says they're models. It's mathematics. And you just don't really know. But I tell you, when people don't get the weather right from their forecaster, they get really mad.
Yes, they do.
Not me, but I don't care. But anyhow, and you were talking about your ear sound deficit. You know, the older you get, you get wax buildup in your ears. And when I was younger, I never had that problem. And then you would go swimming a lot, and that actually helped, I think. But the wax will build up. And I tell you, and I've had my doctor take a hot, a warm water syringe, a big syringe, and squirt in there, and the whole wax would fly out. And I tell you, you could walk in your blue jeans and you could hear it swish as you walked. Yeah, that's how sensitive it became because of the earwax.
Oh, no kidding.
What I do, I stand in front of the shower head and I let it, the shower head water hit my ear. It's kind of sensitive. When you first try it, you don't know what you're doing, but it works, and it takes about a week, and then a little bit of Q-tips every time. And it makes a difference, but you might have some wax buildup.
All right. Well, it's worthwhile checking into. I appreciate it, Denny. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great weekend.
Okay. You too.
All right. Take care. And I'm as far as that, we have a lot of great audiologists that advertise on this station. I've had it checked out a bunch of times, and you know, the range of human speech is where I'm missing. They've done testing and the hearing's real good in the other realms of their human speech, but of course, you know, words is what is eluding me. And I tried hearing aids for a little while and it just didn't work. So I learned how to read lips and got comfortable with that. But it is a professional annoyance when you have it. Cause I get annoyed that I have to. I'm a polite person and I don't like for people to having to repeat themselves because of my deficiency. And so I try to roll with it. And so if I don't hear you the first time, there's sometimes I'll just nod and try to gracefully leave. I'm already an introvert, right? And an introvert that has hearing issues, it can cause to some confidence issues going into some public deals. I've gotten over it, and I probably should do the responsible thing and just call one of these professionals that would help me overcome it. But I don't know, I'm a stubborn guy, and I had a bad experience with hearing aids on the first time around, and I've just kind of blown it off. You know, ever since. So thank you, Denny. Appreciate it. 330-729-9977. So right off the get-go, I want to talk about inflation. And there was an article that I posted on social media this morning. They were profiling a Struthers business. And basically the cost, and we talked about cost of labor the last time I was on, but also all of the other costs, food costs, delivery costs, have all gone up pretty significantly. And it's put a lot of these restaurants and retailers that were already disadvantaged as to where, when, you know, as it was, and then they have to raise prices at the same time. So you have already vulnerability and there's softness in retail spending and people going out to restaurants. And then you got food costs that go up and you got price raising that has to happen. I think that puts a little pressure. So I want to hear from some of the business owners out there, and have you had to raise prices? Or as a consumer, have you noticed that you've gone around and noticed that other things other than fuel prices? I mean, fuel prices go up and labor prices go up and it's reactionary. We have all these different dominoes that end up falling. And then in the end, you have the inflation might take, you know, 12 months to come to fruition, but your costs have all ratcheted up, you know, along the way. And you can't point at one thing that caused it, but it's happening. And sometimes it is temporary. Sometimes it's going to be forever. So if you've experienced it or seen it through over the last couple of months, share your experiences with me. The restaurant in Struthers Salah, I think that's how you pronounce it. They saw that chicken prices had gone up and so they added 5% to their plate because of their food costs. So everything went up on their menu by 5%. We hit at Youngstown Computer, we hit a at the year end, we saw that our margins had shrunk. Not significantly, but enough to if we could have raised prices. Now, the problem is that when we raise prices, then everybody else's costs up. So a lot of times when we hit this time where our margins go down, we'll try to weather it maybe another year, give everybody else some breathing room. It takes some pressure off of our customers. And if we can afford to carry it, then I feel like we buffer out the inflation rate. Now, we might have to do it slower. Like it might, my inflation, even though I'm paying the consequences of the inflation now, I don't choose to really raise any kind of prices until next year. It might take to the second or third year for us to raise it to where it was before. So we are way behind the curve. And I think that's sort of like just a duty of the way that we go. We're always playing ahead of all of the curves timeline wise. And so that I just feel like we do, it kind of helps things. If we're too quick to put our raise our prices, then I think it just magnifies that problem. And if we can afford to do it, we do. And I don't know, that's just, it's not like a civic duty. I don't think we have to do it, but it's a principle duty where I think that it if it helps somebody if we can afford to do it and it makes somebody else a little bit better, then I think that we've done the right thing in that. And it's just, again, internal principle. 330-729-9977. This program all show long will be, you can text me and I will read those texts on the air. 333-1570. When all of this stuff started happening, when they started printing a bunch of money and just, you know, just bolting it right into the economy, I asked every financial person that would listen to me, how's inflation? What's this going to do for inflation? And basically what they said, most of the consensus was that there was a suppressed, or there was a demand that was being suppressed, right? And so when things returned, you're going to have the demand catch up to where the supply was, and it was going to eat up in most of that inflation. And I agree that a lot of that probably did happen because, I mean, when people got the chance to leave their houses again and go do something, they took advantage of it and they probably bought more, and the bounce back was pretty significant. But I still don't know how you don't devalue things when you have extra currency that are just flooded into the marketplace. I don't know what eats that currency back up and, you know, deflates things back down. Maybe I just don't know enough about the, you know, how the system works, but I don't think that mathematically, I don't think you can weather that. If it happens in a short period of time, I don't think it has a choice but those prices to go up. Zach, I see you out there. I'll make sure that I come to your call right from when we get back from this break. You can call me 330-729-9977 or text me at 333-1570. You're listening to the Ron Verb Show on 570 WKBN. I'll be back.
Please take precautions.
They are life-threatening conditions.
Venezuela will have a new birth of freedom.
I don't like shutdown.
I still think the economy is very strong.
News lives here.
All the American people want this.
570 WKBN.
You could be driving a Honda.
At the number one Honda store in Boardman, customer satisfaction isn't everything. It's the only thing. So long after the sale, should your car need service, take comfort in knowing that the Honda store is a AAA authorized dealer with a service team that has over 200 years of service and parts experience. Need an appointment? Visit honda-store.com and book an appointment at your convenience. The Honda store on Route 224 in Boardman, or visit honda-store.com.
Consider all you get with Copeland Oaks. Hi, this is Dan Rivers. Copeland Oaks is in the heart of Sebring, with a wellness center, an aquatic center, nearby golfing, and so much more. 250-acre campus in the country. Shopping and restaurants just minutes away. Assisted living apartments, independent villas. Plan your visit now. Copeland Oaks, 800 South 15th Street, Sebring. Phone 330-938-6126 or copelandoaks.com. Plan your visit today. Start at copelandoaks.com. Hey, Rivers here with a reminder. You know, it's freezing outside, the heater running constantly. Listen, what you need is new windows. Window Nation wants to help you keep warm inside with their zero down, zero payment, zero interest offer. Now, for a limited time, get new windows and keep all of your cold, hard cash in your nice warm pocket for 2 full years. And it's even cooler. Window Nation is giving you 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. There's no limit. Let Window Nation get you out of this deep freeze. Hey, the very experienced installers who are ready to go, installers who have an average of 16 years experience installing 350,000 windows, they know how to go room by room to keep you warmer with less interruption. Get your home winterized with energy-efficient Window Nation windows. You'll be warmly rewarded with lower energy bills. Pay nothing until 2024, plus you get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. Now is the best time for the best deal of the brand new year. Call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Window Nation.com and tell them Dan Rivers sent you.
Conservative outsider Dr. Oz is running for U.S. Senate to empower Pennsylvanians to succeed. A successful heart surgeon and TV show host, Dr. Oz is giving it all up to fight for us. Listen to Dr. Oz.
Washington got COVID wrong. They got the economy wrong too. Biden's reckless spending caused inflation. Bad trade deals shuttered Pennsylvania factories. Wall Street outsource your jobs to China. You and I know that America has the best workers, technology, and values. What's missing are leaders with the courage to fight. I'm a conservative outsider. I can't be bought. Together, we'll take our country back, reignite the economy, and get America working again.
Vote conservative outsider Dr. Oz for U.S. Senate. Go to DrOz.com to learn more.
I'm Dr. Oz, a candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Oz for Senate.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $325 million. That's so much money, I can't say it without shouting. Am I still shouting? I'm sorry. I'm having trouble controlling the volume of my voice. Get your Mega Millions tickets now. And don't forget to grab some new Ohio Lottery scratch-off games, too. With bigger games and more cash available than ever, there's something for everyone. Lottery players are subject to Ohio Laws and Commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing, America's home for home loans. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered.
helping you save up to $1,000 a month. No pressure, no upfront fees. Call 800-777-8109 or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
All right, I got your Storm Team 27 forecast brought to you by Team Office. We got this afternoon a high of 35 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 14. Saturday, we got mostly cloudy with a high near 23. Saturday, mostly clear with a low around 9 single digits. And then Sunday, mostly sunny. Then skies become cloudy and the chance of snow showers with a high of 32. And it is 33 degrees here in good old Youngstown, Ohio. Another thing I did think about, like a lot of this modeling probably gives us a ton more time to make, changes. If there's a big snow event on Sunday and you go do your grocery shopping, then you can do it on Saturday and maybe it saves you from having to go in the weather. Maybe it's worthwhile. Maybe that's a good value and learning early on when a snow event, even though the chances of being wrong are probably escalated when you let people know ahead of time. All right, let's go to Zach. Zach, you're on the Ron Verb program. How can I help you?
Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
Good.
All righty. It's kind of off topic. I just really wanted to give a shout out to my wife. My son was born last night. And I just wanted to give her a shout out and a shout out to all the nurses over at the hospital.
There you go. Congratulations. That's awesome, bud.
All right. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. New child. That's always an exciting thing. Love being a dad. One of my favorite accomplishments of this lifetime. So 330-729-9977. You can text me at 333-1570 as well. We're talking about inflation or something that you guys have planned for this weekend. I want to know some of the entertainment venues and what are you doing this weekend? Can't be sitting at home. Got to get out with these 9-degree temperatures. That's something to prod you out into the streets of Youngstown to enjoy great entertainment and great restaurants. That's one something we do have in this area is the best restaurants on the planet. 330-729-9977. Michael and David, when we come back from this break, I'll make sure I take your calls right away. And we got some text messages to read as well when we come back. 330-729-9977. Text me, 333-1570. You're listening to The Ron Verb Show on 570 WKBN. I'll be back.
The J. Arnold Wealth Management Show, every Monday night at 6, is the area's premier investment company for over 20 years. As an independent fiduciary, John guides thousands of clients through their retirement, estate planning, and wealth management. Listen every Monday at 6 for expert financial discussions.
America's number one tool store, Harbor Freight Tools, has a store opening near you. Visit our newest store off Park Avenue Plaza and Smock Highway in Meadville. Hurry in for unbeatable deals like a 32-piece screwdriver set for $8, a cordless drill for $20, a floor jack for $100, and more. Harbor Freight has served more than 40 million customers as the destination for everything from power tools and compressors to jacks and generators. Visit harborfreight.com to find your nearest store or shop Harbor Freight in Meadville today.
Akron Children's Quick Care Online is a convenient virtual visit for minor illnesses with one of our pediatric healthcare providers. If your child has an existing relationship with an Akron Children's provider, you may also be able to schedule a virtual visit through your MyChart account. Visit akronchildrens.org/virtualvisits to learn more.
570 WKBN has your chance to win $1,000. Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website. Hope. That's hope. H-O-P-E. Enter it now at 570WKBN.com.
Please take precaution.
They are life-threatening conditions.
Minnesota will have a new birth of freedom.
I don't like shutdown.
I still think the economy is very strong.
News lives here.
All the American people want this.
570 WKBN.
Rolling out details for the free at-home test COVID kits it will mail to Americans. A website will launch next Wednesday for families to sign up to receive four kits. They'll be sent through the U.S. Postal Service. That as COVID cases reach a record 782,000 a day in the U.S., driven by Omicron.
Every day, around 1,700 people in the U.S. are dying related to COVID, according to new federal data. While that number is rising, it is still way below last winter's peak of around 3,400 COVID deaths every day in the U.S. Right now, Indiana has the highest death rate, followed by Delaware and New York City. Over the last week, 12,100 Americans have been reported lost to COVID. Since Thanksgiving, close to 60,000.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Pentagon says it has, quote, very credible intel that Russia is manufacturing a false flag operation as a pretext for invading Ukraine. In newly unclassified information, saying Russia has pre-positioned operatives and are also spreading misinformation on social media. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
We're a country of so many voices, yet some still struggle to be heard. Let your voice be heard. News Radio 570, WKBN. From the A to Z Dependable Services Traffic Center. Septic, plumbing, heating, cooling, and drain cleaning. 570 Traffic.
No accidents or major slowdowns out there this afternoon in only about 25 minutes on 422 eastbound from Warren to downtown Youngstown. I'm Mike Ross in the Total Traffic Center.
This report is sponsored by Red Pilled America. Red Pilled America is a weekly storytelling podcast that promises only one thing, the truth. Each episode poses a simple question, then searches for the answer in the stories of the forgotten men and women of America. Check out Red Pilled America wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Chris Collinsworth. Here's what's trending on the iHeart Sports Network, presented by DraftKings.
Andy Tracy, Rogelio Odor, and Greg DiCenzo will return in 22 as the managers for each of the Cleveland Guardians' top three minor league teams. The Cavs will visit the Spurs tonight. They're looking for a third straight win in the first meeting between Cleveland and San Antonio this year. And Cowboys wideout Amari Cooper, who is unvaccinated, has been fined over $14,000 by the NFL for not wearing a mask at a Dallas Mavericks game. I'm Scott Davidson.
Download the DraftKings app and use code SPORTS to get a free shot at millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
You probably wouldn't leave thousands of dollars on the table at a diner. Why leave thousands on the table with your tax return? Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you don't. This year, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits. Your Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro will help you track down every last one, so you get your biggest refund guaranteed. Don't leave thousands on the table this year. Discover thousands of dollars in tax credits instead. Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
If you're tired of big cable bills, you can get Newsmax TV for free. Millions are watching Newsmax, available now on major cable systems or for free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. Find it streaming on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, and more. 7 million Americans have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. It takes just seconds. Then watch us anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why. Start watching today.
Hey, Ron Fripp, going to go on out and talk with Miguel out there at Bernard Daniels on Railroad Street in Canfield. I heard a rumor that you got some great deals going on steel roofing as well as siding, Mike.
Yeah, steel roofing and siding, that the price has been going up all year. I mean, it's up over 75% since the first of the year, but we got our hands on some good material. It's $3.09 a lineal foot. Great deal. We got red, green, and brown here in stock. Come and check it out. We got accessories to go with it. Stuff we try and give good deals on. We got a good deal on this steel siding. Maybe you're building a little garage, maybe throwing a new roof on something existing. It's a good deal, Ron.
All right. So, folks, you can save money in this day and age, Mike, when we talk about this inflation. One thing is for certain. Your dollar goes a lot further at Bernard Daniels. Whether you're looking for replacement windows from Anderson, we got a whole warehouse full of those. Go see Mike and the crew at Bernard Daniels right there in Railroad Street, Canfield. What are the hours, Mike?
We're here Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and then Saturday, 8 to noon.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Ron Verb Show. I am filling in for Ron. I am Joe Danier, local entrepreneur, big advocate for the city, and I'm non-political. And so who'd have figured that a technology person would be interested in carrying the water for such a prestigious political talk show? And I think it's mostly because that, you know, with computers and with software and analytics, that you all you do is put data through filters and come up with conclusions. And I think it's fun to do that without, like, remove the emotion and make it just a logical pursuit. And then politics makes a little bit more sense. But you get emotion and you get all the rest of the crap. And I fall out of love when things stop making sense. And so put a little bit of sensibility back in the conversation today. So if you wanted to get into problem solving mode with me, bring up your favorite topic. But we want to solve things. We want to see how we would make it fix it. Yeah, it's cool to be able to just gripe endlessly and talk about it. But hey, if you got an idea how to make it better, that's what that's going to make it fun. So 330-729-9977. Let's go to Michael. Michael, you're on the Ron Verb program. How can I help you?
Hi, John.
Hi.
I got a flat tire on my car. And in June, I put two on the front. It was $81 a piece. And I thought, well, gee, but the backs were wore out, so I'll just get two, you know. And I called them. And they said, oh, we're sorry, Mike. It went up to $426 for one tire.
Ooh, wow.
That talk about inflation. That shocked me. I only had $230. I thought I could get two for
$160. Wow.
Boy, that. I got to save some money to get a tire for that.
Yeah. And now was it everything in their lineup, or was it specifically just a couple of the matching brands with what you had?
It's the same thing. Kelly, with the knobs on them, you know, it's a real nubby tire.
Yeah.
And, it went from 81 to 426.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that with me. And if any of you listeners also have run into any kind of instances of vast inflation, now that is an absurd amount of inflation. It could also be a little bit less absurd if you're just noticing 10, 25, 50% price increases as you're going around. Let us know about it, what you're running into. We'll get a good idea of what the typical consumer is running into. 330-729-9977. Let's go to David next. David, you're on the Ron Verb program. How can I help you?
Well, hello, Joe. How you doing today?
Real good, thank you.
Hey, it's a breath of fresh air hearing somebody talking about sensible stuff and, you know, decent. People are so tired of politics and hatred and, you know, polarizing everything. But getting to what that last caller just said about, again, that's the whole problem. Things ain't vetted. There's no way that tire went to that cost. I mean, that guy's just exaggerating. He's just adding on something crazy there. Things usually typically go up 3 to 6 to 8%, and that's about it. You know, that's inflationary, but nothing went up that high. He's just, I don't know where he comes from, but nothing's vetted. See, that's the sad part about all these things that get on the air through different, you know, ways, and all of a sudden they start circulating and it becomes a fact, you know? And then really, they're not vetted. There's no facts to any of that stuff. That's not true. But you're a breath of fresh air to hear somebody different, because I swear I quit listening to him, that Ron Verb, because somebody said he ain't on right now. They said he's got COVID. So I said, oh, I'm going to turn it on. And then there you were. And it's like, I walk away feeling good and refreshed listening to you. With him, I turn it off. I'm like, I can't stomach it. It's the same callers, the same people, and his hatred for different people and different issues, you know? So,
all right.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for the people who do this every day. And this isn't like, I'm not creating a contrast because me talking about something different is somehow better than the day-to-day stuff. We do need our sounding board. And if that's what's important to the people, then that's important with what this megaphone needs to be. But the break from it is what gives us a little bit of our energy back to know that there's other important things other than that. And, you know, when you're scared and there's fear, people have a lot of things to say, because deep down we care about one another. And it just every once in a while we could take a deep breath. We got to, you know, when I get sat down in the corner and I'm able to focus and get some quiet, that's when I come to my senses a little bit. And so we're not going to spend this time dragging down friends of this station and someone who does a fantastic job. I get what you're saying, and I knew you probably weren't going far enough down that road, but I'm glad I'm a breath of fresh air. And the other thing, as far as the inflation goes, What probably happened, the best reasonable explanation, if somebody had a set of tires that, you know, they were trying to match up the same brand that they got and they were just unavailable or they were scarce, not to say that there weren't the similar size tires in different brands that were not $400 a set. But I wouldn't necessarily, I would say that, you know, we're talking about inflation, about costs overall going up generally, but I would say that there's some scarcity issues where, you know, we have a lot of container trucks where product was really just stuck out at sea, not able to make it into shore, created a lot of bottlenecks for some products that weren't on the shelf. So maybe that tire, because it's scarce, shot up to $400 because of that. Or it could be that one was one of those that the transportation costs ate into it and made those tires cost more. So three scenarios: either one, yes, tires are astronomical; two, that just that brand was astronomical because of scarcity; or three, that inflation, in a way, the transportation costs made those costs go higher. Maybe those last two are the same thing. 330-729-9977. Let's go to Michael next. Michael, you're on the Ron Verb Show. How can I help you?
Hi, I'd like to take a little issue with the fact that astonishing numbers are lies. And it goes to shortages and other issues besides just inflation. But if you have any competitive shooters out there that like to buy reloading components, primers, one of the essential components in a loaded round, have gone from an expensive $3.40 a hundred to $11 a hundred, limit 100. Has been that way for close to a year. Nobody sees an end in sight. Now, it's not all inflation, but it has a lot to do with what's going on.
Okay. Now, do you know if this stuff is sourced in the United States? You know where that kind of stuff is manufactured?
It's manufactured in the good old USA.
Okay. Well, then that you can't blame container ships and you can't blame transportation costs if it's here. So that's a pretty significant increase.
I think so. And it's also almost unobtainable.
Yeah.
Very, very hard to get any.
Okay. All right, Michael, thank you so much. Appreciate you checking in. And, you know, those kinds of costs, you got to think that, you know, labor shortages increase your labor costs. Your overall product cost goes up, scarcity of product, all of that enters into it. But we're not creating the correlation. We're not saying that it is a direct result, but these are individuals' instances where something that they buy has increase in cost. So regardless of where and how, people are experiencing higher costs, and if the feeling is universal, then that is the picture we are painting. We're not making that connection. We're just sharing experiences. So let's go next to James. James, you're on the Ron Verb program. How can I help you?
Hey, so I'm actually a small business owner. Me and my wife started a company, and we're leathersmiths. So long story short, a year and a half ago, when COVID started becoming on the rise, I actually had to raise my prices initially 5% from my initial cost. And that was giving me a profit margin anywhere between 85 to 115%. But now that leather prices have gone up in ungodly amounts, honestly, a year and a half ago, I could purchase a side of leather for $150, $175. But now I'm purchasing the same side of leather for almost $215. So if these prices don't continue to, if they continue to rise the way they are, I'm going to have to bump my prices back up again.
All right. Now, your sourcing, so raw materials are costing you more. Is this stuff that's made here, or is it from overseas? Where's it coming from?
It is made here. It's actually coming from Austin, Texas.
Okay. So Austin, Texas, you have like 70% more or 70% increase in cost. Now, is that the biggest part? Like you raised your prices, is it because your raw materials went up, or are there other things that went up as well?
It was honestly just the material cost that went up. Cause it's just me and my wife that do that manufacture our leather goods.
Okay.
So it's not a fact of labor issues. Cause I mean, 2 years ago we started with just me and my wife, and still it's just me and my wife, but regardless, it's the material cost that is killing people.
So now that you've, when did you raise your prices?
First time I raised my prices was a year and a half ago. One of my standard holsters, for instance, my inside waistband holster, my initial price was $55. And I was doing great, making a nice profit off of that. But when the leather prices started jumping up a little more, I had to bump it up to 65 so I can compensate for my time, compensate for the shipping, compensate for the material cost, the material loss. All that fun stuff.
So now the with the raised price being in the market, are you still seeing the same volume of sales based on the higher price? Are they still supporting your product, or have you taken a hit because of the price increase that now you're not selling quite as many?
I've taken about a 10% hit. So I'm still getting quite a few people buying my leather goods, but I have seen a noticeable decline.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling the program, and that's good information. I appreciate your story.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, James. Appreciate it. And if you have a store, if you've noticed as either as a consumer or as a business owner that you've noticed either inflation happening in the goods that you sell, you buy, such as grocery items or just things, consumables, or on the business side, if your costs have gone up and you've had to raise prices, let us know what your experiences are. Let's next go to Nate. Let's see. Nate's number five. Nate, you're on the Ron Verb Show. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, great show.
Thank you.
I like Ron, and I love listening to you as well. My two things. The produce is really getting, if you can find it, your spinaches, your lettuces, you just can't find them anymore. Mushrooms, things have just skyrocketed in price, and can't wait for summer to get here for some of the farm markets and the local markets to get that out there. That's where I see a lot of it. Gas is obvious. Price of stamps, I'm still one of those who use stamps, 55 cents per stamp. There's just a lot of little things. The price of cereal stays relatively the same, but then there's a couple of ounces less in the box, same as cookies. That's what I have noticed, and it's pretty obvious. And when you get to the checkout, you'll see it. Now, some of it's very subtle, so it's a lot of people don't pay attention to what they buy in the grocery store. They go check out, and the price they pay is the price they pay.
So do you find yourself shopping less or buying less items because it's cutting in more of that overall budget?
I don't do a lot of shopping, so it's not me so much. It's just what I see when I do go shopping.
Gotcha.
So it's my wife and myself, my daughter eats tons of vegetables. So those are just outrageous. I mean, a box of lettuce, a spring mix, is, if it's organic, it's outrageous. It's $6. And that's what you get for organic, I guess.
Right.
But the price seems to go up. But it's just something that I've noticed overall every time I go in the store. But they're real good about having sales. So what I do find myself is buying stuff that's on sale. It helps offset that.
Right.
It may not be what I'm looking for, but you know what? Hey, it fits what I got to do.
There you go.
And the other question I had, sure, it's a quick computer question.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you have a second. What is this new Mac, Mac computer?
What is the
one? It comes up with a upgrade to this new operating system. And I can't for the life of me remember what it's called, but it's in the when you go to go to your settings and do your check for your updates.
Okay,
it's an update to a new system. Have you heard of the new system?
Yeah, with Macs, they pretty regularly will move you from version of the operating system to the next higher version. So it's almost like in Windows when they go from versions, they just kind of like give it to you, and you can keep upgrading your Mac along the way.
Okay, so I didn't know if it was a better version because they say it's there and you can upgrade if you want to.
Yeah, I've always upgraded it. I've got it more features and it runs a little bit smoother, but then it taxes your hardware a little bit more. And, there's probably better, more reasons to do it than not.
Okay. Now, it's my wife's computer and she doesn't really use it for a lot, but I want to make sure that if I do, I'm not going to have to re-educate her on the operating system. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, keep up the great work. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right, Nate. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And what Nate just said was critically important. And I want all of us to sort of remember this, that we, our area, we have some great farmers markets. We have some great agriculture business that goes on there. We've got, a meat producers, and we've got vegetable producers and fruit producers. We have White House Fruit Farm that's right down the road from us here. And so when you're given the option to support local growers, take advantage of that. And in fact, if you go down and visit them even off season, a lot of their stuff is available year round. Some of the stuff that they've grown and some of the stuff that they're able to get. But it's really important. I mean, it's critically important. Once you see a shortage, that we figure out how to shore it up so that we don't hit that shortage a second time. And let's just say we're importing a bunch of stuff because of cost, and then all of a sudden it gets hard. Well, yeah, a lot of us are going to have to pay a little bit more money anyway, right? We're seeing what the costs should be and really are. But if we support those in our community, the food's going to be more quality. We have huge health problems in this country because of the crap that we eat. Yes, we have, you know, lots of access to food, but the quality of that food is absolutely terrible. And so we've done a pretty good job of sourcing where we buy our meats and figuring out what our meats are eating, so we make sure we're not eating, you know, grass-fed, grass-finished beef and whatnot. We try to support all these local farmers and growers. So, Nate, thank you for that phone call. Everybody who's on the phone, stay tuned, because we'll come back and take those calls as soon as we get back. 330-729-9977. You're listening to the Ron Verb Program on 570 WKBN. I'll be back.
Dealing with your own mental health challenges is hard enough, but when your child is struggling, that can be devastatingly painful. Travco Behavioral Health provides experienced and compassionate mental health services, so even during your most difficult moments as a parent, you are never alone. Visit WeCareMoreOhio.com to see stories of how Travco Behavioral Health has helped children and families achieve a brighter future, and how they can help you and your child. That's WeCareMoreOhio.com.
Fairway Ford in Canfield has over 300 new Fords and used vehicles available. Even with all the inventory shortages, Fairway Ford in Canfield continues to have the huge selection that you've come to expect from the Ford sales leader. Check out fairwayfordohio.com to see our great selection. And we need your trade-in. It's worth more now than ever before. Give us a try, because nobody will work harder for your business than Fairway Ford in Canfield. Call us at 330-533-FORD or fairwayfordohio.com. Fairway, that's the way we do business.
We've lost so many people to COVID. So many moms and dads, favorite uncles, older sisters, and best friends. But vaccines can help prevent severe illness and death from COVID. So now, almost all COVID deaths are preventable. And so are the broken hearts they leave behind. We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, this is Dan Rivers. Did you know that decreased hearing can impact everything you do, from work to hobbies to personal relationships? Since 1981, the board-certified doctors of audiology at Hearing Innovations have provided hearing and balance care for patients of every age. Now, hearing loss can be due to many other health issues. Find out now and book an appointment today. Don't let hearing loss get in the way of the things that you love. Hearing Innovations in Boardman and Liberty, and online at hearinginnovations.com. We listen so you can hear.
If you want the best rate for your mortgage, look no further than American Financing, America's home for home loans. Whether it's a lower rate, access to cash, or even a new home purchase, they've got you covered, helping you save up to $1,000 a month. No pressure, no upfront fees. Call 800-777-8109. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
If you're tired of big cable bills, you can get Newsmax TV for free.